VAPS, who comes from your favorite organization. Vipul Wagela has been a member of Children's Activities since 1981. Through Pramukh Swami's motivation and inspiration, he became a senior scientist at ISRO. He excelled in remote sensing and India's satellite technology. He is one of yours who is coming to greet you, and now he is doing independent research in animatronics. A ISRO scientist meeting a former scientist. And tonight we just remember lastly Jitu Mehta. He would have liked to be here today, but he cannot. He is a space engineer scientist working for NASA. He has won over 30 awards and 5 national awards from NASA for his contribution towards the mission for Mars. Technically, 270 scientists report to him through 26 project managers. But he could not be present here today. He's watching it live in Los Angeles, because if he had come, 2 important projects of NASA might have had to be shelved. And Pramukh Swami said, duty is more important than any achievement. So we remember you, Jitu Mehta, on this occasion. And both Pramukh Swami Maharaj and the President send you their blessings and inspiration. અને હવે જે ક્ષણની આપણે રાહ જોઈ રહ્યા છે, રાષ્ટ્રપતિજી અને પ્રમુખ સ્વામી મહારાજ સાથેની જે પ્રશ્નોત્તરી અને ગોઠડી. યોર એક્સિલન્સી મિસ્ટર પ્રેસિડેન્ટ, વી હેવ હેડ હન્ડ્રેડ્સ ઓફ ક્વેશ્ચન્સ ફ્રોમ સો મેની ડિફરન્ટ પ્લેસીસ, એન્ડ ફ્રોમ ધોઝ ક્વેશ્ચન્સ we have selected some of the questions, and the children here are before you. According to your wishes, you can please interact with the children, ask them their questions, and satisfy their curiosity, because we believe that children are innocent, they are free from war, hate, they are beyond the borders that divide us adults. Please satisfy the curiosity. The reason is very clear, that you have a dream and a vision of India 2020. And these children have the power to make that dream come true. Some of them will become doctors, engineers and scientists, but they want to become doctors, engineers and scientists with a difference. Please guide them and ask them, and please guide the children for the future of our nation. બાળ મિત્રો, રાષ્ટ્રપતિ સાહેબ ને બાળકોએ જે પ્રશ્ન પૂછ્યા છે એના ઉદાર દિલથી આજે આપણને સૌને જવાબ આપશે. અંગ્રેજીમાં જવાબ આપશે, એનો ટૂંકમાં ગુજરાતીમાં પણ સાર આપણે કહીશું. તો અત્યારે પ્રશ્નોત્તરીનો કાર્યક્રમ આપણે શરૂ કરીએ.
Good evening, all the children. I remember a famous Ketana of Swami Jagaraja. He said, Yandaro Mahanubhavulu Andariki Vandanamulu. It means, whoever is Mahanubhavulu, whoever is great in this gathering, I salute, and with God's grace, so I salute all of you, as the great saint did. I salute all the Mahanubhavulu, all the children, I greet you. My friends, when I am in this place of Bhagwan Swaminarayan temple, and presided over Prabhupada Swamiji here, Mahaprabhupada Swamiji here. What an environment I am seeing here. A beautiful environment, a divine environment. How this beautiful environment comes? Whenever anything beautiful, the beautiful environment creates creativity. The creativity I saw just for an hour when I was sitting here and seeing the people and children, how creative they are. I greet all the 25,000 children here and also all the 500,000 children wherever they are. My greetings and God's grace with you. Friends, I see a beautiful thing happened, and 50 years of BAPS, the service, what he has done to the children, and also I have seen how it has blossomed in the great human beings it has created. So I like to greet Mahaprabhupada Swamiji for such a great event. He was responsible for such a great event in this divine environment. You know, in 13th June 2001, I happened to meet, it's a beautiful meeting, with Mahapramukh Swamiji. More than about 90 minutes we were together. That's the time we are formulating that India 2020. What is India 2020? What is the meaning of India 2020? That is, when you all grow 25 years old, 30 years old, you should see a beautiful India. You should see a happy India. You should see a prosperous India. You must see a safe India. I had the roadmap prepared by 500 experts of our country. With that roadmap, Mahapramukh Swamiji, I was with him for about 2 hours. And I was telling him, India to get transformed to developed nation and 260 million people below poverty line to lift them up, and our GDP growth, gross domestic product rate of growth, has to increase to 10% sustained for 10 years. He heard me, Mahapramukh Swamiji heard me patiently. Then he asked me, what are the tools, what are the instruments which will lead to bring the prosperity to the nation? I told him, the prosperity will come only integrated way in by doing 5 areas simultaneously. The 5 areas are education and healthcare coupled, agriculture and food processing coupled, information and communication technology coupled, and then the most important infrastructure and power generation, 300,000 megawatt power generation, and also networking of rivers. These are the areas of importance. And then fifth is the self-reliance in critical technology. He heard me patiently, Mahaprabhupada Swamiji, and for nearly 30 minutes I have presented with all my books, graphs and computer output, all of them I was discussing with him. And then he asked me one question. That one question what he asked really even now is reverberating. He said, Kalam, there is something missing in these 5 areas of development. I asked Swamiji, what is that missing? I asked him. He said, you should include a spiritual component in that with 5 areas. Now, how do you make the spiritual component? Today, we are all working for a developed India. How do you make the developed India? We have to have 3 components after meeting Mahapramukh Swamiji. I have come to the conclusion, one of the great heritage, civilizational heritage India has is a certain value system. That value system has to be built in all our development process. How do you build the development process, the value system? It looks to me, the most important thing, that a beautiful citizen, a citizen of enlightened citizen, if you want, a billion enlightened citizen in our country, we have to have 3 important things. When I am here in this divine environment, I am convinced we need to have 3 important components, a 3-dimensional approach for creation of not only a peace in India, development in India, for the whole planet, the peace and development. How we can do that? There are 3 areas. I call it 3-dimensional approach. And our 3-component system we have to have. First and foremost component, education with value system. The education with value system, I am witnessing whichever place I go, wherever a spiritual human being is there, a spiritual system survives there, I found even without teaching in the classes, the environment itself, education with value system our children have. And this I have witnessed today in this campus, in this place, how 500,000 children are benefiting with all the education whenever, wherever they study, but they are imbibing the value system. So I would like to congratulate the Swaminarayan Temple authorities for such an excellent component they are giving to the children. And for us, especially for India, we have got, as you, Swamiji, you will know, we have got 540 million young people in this country. Nowhere, no democratic nation has got 540 million young people below 25 years. Now this is a big resource for India, because the powerful resource, this powerful resource, if ignited, and it's the most powerful resource on the earth, above the earth and under the earth. And definitely for developed India, these are the foundation has to come for the young people. I like to say that whatever work is done in these divine places, very important and for the national development. And finally, I would like to say that one, because children, when they came, they gave me a story. They acted 2 stories. Stories of Mahapramukh Swamiji life. And also, they started telling me about my life. But I would like to tell you a story. For all the children, for 25,000 children you are here. You know, God wanted to create, Almighty wanted to create a universe and a planet. You know, a universe has got millions and millions of galaxies. Each galaxy has got millions and millions of stars. And each star has got few planets. And we belong to one of the smallest star, that is Sun. And we belong to that Sun with 9 planets. We, one of the insignificant planet is Earth. We belong to that. Gods after creating, you know, Earth is rotating in its own axis. How many hours it takes? 24 hours it takes, right? So you get day and night. Now earth orbits around the sun. How much days it takes? 365 days it takes. Now can you tell me, when the sun orbits around which galaxy? Which galaxy? We belong to which galaxy? Milky Way. Milky Way. Our sun, our star orbits around the Milky Way galaxy. It takes how much time one orbit? Sun orbits around the galaxy Milky Way. How much time? Difficult question. Okay? If difficult question. It takes 250 million years. That is, sun orbits around the galaxy 250 million years. So imagine, the God has created earth. God has created the sun. God has created the galaxy, and galaxies and galaxies is created. Now, after millions and millions of years of creating the galaxy, he wanted to visit the planet Earth. God wanted to visit the planet Earth. Okay? So one day he landed, he arrived at the Earth, God arrived at the Earth. And he didn't go to this great divine place, he went to some other place he landed. Then when he landed, and with him there were two people were there, one side an angel, another side a Satan. You know Satan? What is Satan? Devil. That is one side devil, another side angel God had. So when he saw the earth, the planet, what he has created millions and millions of years, he got discouraged. He said, why the earth looks like that? If you'd have come to this place, you would not have thought like that. But anyway, he landed some other place. He felt the earth has been damaged. Generally, the whole earth, nearly 6 billion people live. He felt the earth has been damaged. So he asked the angel, can you bring back earth, the original creation what I has made? The angel said, no, it will take more time, I will not come and know. Then he asked devil also God has created, you know. So he asked him, can you do something about the repair of the earth? Devil said, immediately, my Lord, I will create the beautiful earth, he said. But you know, after all, God knows who is devil, who is an angel. He said, oh devil, I'll give you 3 tests. If you do the 3 tests successful, I'll give the job of reconstruction of the earth, he said. That 3 jobs, one was, you go, he asked the devil, Satan, you go to all the galaxies, count how many stars are there. You know, each galaxy has got millions and millions of stars are there. So he went and counted. The devil counted all the numbers, all the millions of galaxies he went. He counted all the millions of stars. He landed here, gave the exact number, how many stars are there in the all galaxies. God was pleased. Then he gave the second test. The second test was, you go to Earth, planet Earth, count how many sand particles are there. He went, the devil went and counted how many sand particles. Exactly within a week he gave the number. Now God has got a problem. The third test he gave. Third test he said, God said, go to India and count how many political parties are there. Okay, how many political... I'm sorry, sir, he asked that. But he has not come back. Still he is counting. But you know, children, I thought of telling you this because this story is not mine. This story given by a 10th class student when I visited Ramakrishna Mission High School, one village, he told me this story. I am repeating this story. But the message is very important. The message is, God has created a beautiful earth. the beautiful earth is every citizen. We have got a responsibility to be a beautiful citizen. How do you make a beautiful citizen? How do you create an enlightened citizen? The enlightened citizen comes out of a good value system and the education. And the most important value is education. I am sure that this institutional BAPS institution is doing a great job. Our children, and this should spread everywhere. Whatever you do, the message of you can create a good human beings. If you give the value system young age, you can do a beautiful, beautiful citizen. You know, one of you has asked me a question. One of you in this, I don't know who is that. One of you has asked me a question. Mr. President, please tell me, in the corrupt world, is it possible to have a beautiful India? Corruption. How to remove the corruption? One of you asked, I don't know who. You are the guy. Repeat that question.
Namaskar, Mr. President. My question is, why is there so much corruption in India? What should be done to stop it? And what can we children do to help stop the corruption?
Well, my dear friend, I have seen your question, and definitely I would like to answer that question. You know, we can make hundreds of laws to eliminate the corruption. Only we may succeed only in the peripheral way. If we have to remove the corruption, my dear friend, only three people can remove the corruption. That is father, mother, and the elementary school teacher. These three people can give a value system and a home. That means message is only home can create a enlightened citizen. So the home has got the responsibility to create a beautiful citizen. So every one of you assembled here, the children, you are an ambassador. You have to see the home becomes beautiful. It becomes beautiful if you are corruption free. Okay? So you should start a movement. All of you start a movement that I will make a beautiful India. Beautiful India I can make. A corruption-free India can be made. It is I will start in my home.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Next question. I start.
Rashtrapati ji.
The next question. 1 minute. Next question is from Pankaj. Pankaj, Pankaj, you are the Pankaj? Pankaj. Standard 7th, Don Bosco School, Vadodara. Okay. What's your question, Pankaj?
Namaskar, President, Mr. President. My question is, what is the secret behind your success?
There's another guy, Arsh Patel. You are the come, Arsh Patel. Yeah.
Namaskar, Rashtrapati ji. My second question is, if we want to become like you, what should we do?
Well, both of you, I have asked the similar question. My answer is like this. First and foremost, you must have, when you are young, when you are 6th class, 7th class, 8th class, for example, when I was studying 5th class, age 10, I had a teacher. His name is Siva Subramani Iyer in Rameshwaram Island. And one day, he was teaching how birds fly. That day, he taught me not only how birds fly, what should be my future career. That is, I must do something to fly, something to the flight. Then I became a rocket engineer, space technologies, and all sorts of things. Finally, I landed into Rashtrapati Bhavan. The message is, you must have a aim. You must have a goal. That is, you must have a goal. And see what teacher says, what father, mother says. Build a goal that I will become great. I'll become great. I'll become a doctor, become an engineer. I'll become a great leader. Like that you should think of. Then you will achieve. That's number one. Number two, you have to sweat for it. Once you have a goal, you have to sweat for it. You have to work hard for it. Then third thing is, there'll be a problem. You should not be great, frightened with a problem. Any work you do, there'll be a problem. You should not be frightened. You should defeat the problem. At no time, problem should be your master. You defeat the problem. So there are three things you have to do. You must have a goal. You must sweat. Third thing is, when the problem comes, defeat the problem. Okay?
Thank you.
Now, Raja Brahmbhatt, what's your question?
Namaste, Rashtrapati ji. My question for you is, what are your future plans for the country?
Well, the country's future plan, as you all know, we have, my dear children, we have a billion people population. That is about 100 crore people, out of which 260 million people are below poverty line. So we have to, the country's plan, mission, to lift them up in, say, another by 2020. That means the smiles should come on a billion people. That is our dream. That is, smiles on the faces of a billion people. That's our dream. Mehta, Ash Mehta.
Thank you, sir. Namaskar, Rashtrapati ji. The question for you is, why do you think that by 2020, India will be a developed country?
This comes from, my dear friend, on three basic aspects. Number one, India has their large natural resources. You see all the three sides of India, we have got the sea. Sea has got resources of life, sea has got all the resources below, and above sea has got a resource. Then we have mountains and rivers. And we have a great rivers. And then, if you go deep into the in the ground, there are a lot of minerals, very precious minerals like titanium are there. And some of the nuclear material you can find, like uranium, thorium, and such type of material. So this is our great asset and on the resources. And also, we have a resource of a billion people. There's another resource. By combination with these two, that is people and human resource and natural resource and the mighty power of the young, like you, of 560 million youth, and with a plan that 2020 will achieve, that's how it gives me confidence. Okay?
Thank you, sir, for answering my question.
Now, Rishi Patel.
Sir, Namaskar, sir. My question is, how can we stop terrorism?
I think this question should be directed to Advani ji. Okay. But anyway, I will attempt to answer, because you are a young fellow. You are studying in 8th class, isn't it?
Yeah.
8th class. But you are asked a good question, okay?
Yeah.
See, terrorism, if you look at it, it comes from many, many reasons it has come. One, It can come induced from across the border, terrorism may come. Another is within the country, some dissatisfied people, they can initiate a certain course of action. Third thing is, it is a possible the poverty may drive. So if you want to come out of the terrorism, we have to have a multi-pronged attack, that is education with value system and the economic prosperity, and above all we should build, as our Vajpayee Prime Minister has done, nation to nation friendship. You know, we have to build nation to nation friendship, and we have to remove the poverty, that means economic development. Third is good value system in our education system. Combination of three, we may eliminate terrorism. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Next guy, Ars Patel. I have answered your question about corruption. Okay? Another question. Yas Dave.
Namaskar, Rashtrapati ji. My question is, we say that India is one country, but why is there no unity between all of the states?
Why is there no unity between all the states? That's your question. Now, Mr. Dave, I want to tell you, about 2 weeks back, one American professor came to me and he asked me a question, just like you are asking. Mr. President, can you tell me what is India's core competence? But you know what is core competence? What is India's core competence, he asked. I told him, Professor, I can think of only one core competence of India, that is giving leader. We have in our country, we have got 1 billion people of many religions, of many cultures and many languages, but a democratic managing, leading democratic country of 1 billion people in this planet, that is the core competence India has got. So what it means is, we may have problems when you make it manage 1 billion people. Suddenly a crop of a problem somewhere, the disturbances will start. We should not be frightened. We have to find a solution and a good compassion. Leader, we need a leader to remove such type of differences, a compassionate leader. In our country, every part of the country, lot of compassionate leaders we need. Who can love people, irrespective of which religion, which language, which culture he is. That means we have leader of compassion, leader of love, that will be the bridges connecting people to people. Then you will find the nation, a beautiful nation, a beautiful actor nation. Okay? But you asked a fantastic question.
Thank you, sir.
Now, all your questions, what you asked me, you have really, I have got hundreds of questions. I can't answer. There's no time. Mahaprabhu Swamiji is here. And in his presence, I can't go on talking to you. But definitely, I have got a website. www.presidentofindia.nic.in. You come to my website. Okay? And there's a children gallery. You ask questions. Within 48 hours, you will get the answer. Okay? And the last question, Umang Dave, dear children, I am not in a position to answer all your questions. Umang Dave, the last guy, okay? Umang Dave.
Namaskar, Rashtrapati ji. My question is, what should we place more faith in, science or God? What should we place more faith in? Science or God?
Faith, is it? Faith.
Faith.
I personally believe you just look at the sky. You know,
you see stars, sometime you will see our galaxy. There are millions and millions of galaxies we don't see. Only we have to use this Einstein telescope to see that. But what is the meaning? That means creation so complex. There's a creator. There's a God. Okay? That God is definitely gives, if you believe in God, you have a beautiful faith. Beautiful faith, happiness will come to your life. Second thing is you need the wealth. You have to generate the wealth. The science and technology helps you create science, the wealth. So you need wealth generation and you need happiness. Spiritually, you will set the happiness. The combination gets a good human life. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Now, one more guy. Hardik Modi.
Namaskar, Rashtrapati ji. My question for you is, we want to visit your home. When can we come?
See, I have got where I was born. That home is Rameshwaram, okay? Definitely, you can visit any time Rameshwaram. And then, another home I have got in Delhi, that is Rashtrapati Bhavan. And every day, I see at least hundreds of children, they visit me. I'd be very happy to see you and any one of you any time.
Thank you.
Now the last question. Parth Patya.
Rashtrapati ji, namaskar. My question is, to make your dream for India come true, what do you expect from the children of India and in particular from the children of BAPS to do?
I expect three things. Number one, since you are studying, you excel in your education, okay? Excel in education with value system, number one. Number two, wherever you are, you move 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers away, you will find certain people cannot read and write. You help them. You go on Saturday, Sunday, help each one of you, help them read and write. Can you do that? Third thing, in your house or in the school, plant 5 trees each one of you before 10+2. That means you are improving the environment. Another is you are giving the education. Third thing, you are preparing yourself as a good citizen. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Kirtan Patel.
Namaskar, Rashtrapati ji. My question is, if God granted you for one wish, what would you ask for?
What?
Would you ask for? If God granted you one
God,
wish...
God comes to ask her. I will ask only one thing. That is, O Almighty God, give smiles in the billion people of my nation.
Thank you, sir.
Then one guy asked a question, what was it for? See, Kirtan Patel, the question here is something different. What was your first thought when you met Pramukh Swami Maharaj for the first time? Who asked that question? Whose question that is? Yours, eh? You put the question? Yourself put the question? Put the question, come.
My second question is, when you met Pramukh Swami Maharaj?
Oh, sir.
What was your first thought when you met Pramukh Swami Maharaj for the first time?
My friend, you asked a beautiful question. It's the last question I'm going to answer. It's something like this. You know, last 3 years, I want to share with all the young people. I was meeting, I was going through various religious places, various religious heads. I was meeting them. I had met almost in India all the religious places and religious leaders I have met, including Swaminarayan temple leaders. Then, one feeling I got, every religion when I visit, I found it looked like a beautiful orchard. You know orchard, a beautiful orchard? There's flowers are there, and fruits are there, beautiful birds are there, everywhere beautiful. But you know, when I come out of the religion, from the orchard, I found the whole orchards are all like islands. It becomes an island. You know, each orchard, each region beautiful, but it's an island. But how do we connect the religion and compassion and love? Bridge you need. Compassion, love you need. When I met Pramukh Swami Maharaj, when I was with him for 2 hours, I got a feeling, here is a Swamiji, a spiritual soul, who has got compassion and love and spiritual force he was radiating from himself to others. Friends, since so many questions you have asked, and I have told you already, you come to my website, I will answer the many questions. Now, I have something to do with you, okay? On 26th January 2004, I gave to National Broadcast 25th, a 10-point oath for the youth of the nation. And this, I am going to read in English. My friend Brahmihari, he Swamiji is going to translate in Gujarati, and you all have to repeat each one, okay? It's a 5 minutes, a total 7 minutes it will take. The first, I will pursue, it should go, Swamiji, it will go like this. I will pursue my education or the work with the dedication, and I will excel in it. You have to say small, small people.
Bada bada ko khas dhyan aape. Rashtrapati ji, 10 pratigna aapni paase levadava mange chhe. Angreji maa e pote bolse. Ane nu Gujarati bhashanta rahi thi karishu. Shabda bolai, pachi aapne ech shabda બોલવાનો છે પ્રતિજ્ઞા રૂપે જીલવાનો છે યોર એક્સિલન્સી
આઈ વિલ પર્સ્યુ એઝ યુ ટોલ્ડ આઈ વિલ પર્સ્યુ માય એજ્યુકેશન ઓર ધ વર્ક વિથ ડેડિકેશન એન્ડ આઈ વિલ એક્સેલ ઇન ઇટ યુ હેવ ટુ સે ઇન સ્મોલ પાર્ટ્સ
હું શિક્ષણ તથા મારું કાર્ય સમર્પણ ભાવનાથી કરીશ અને તેમાં પ્રવીણ થઈશ.
ફ્રોમ નવ ઓનવર્ડ્સ આઈ વિલ ટીચ એટલીસ્ટ 10% ટુ રીડ એન્ડ રાઇટ ધોઝ યુ કેનોટ રીડ એન્ડ રાઇટ.
હવેથી હું એવી 10 વ્યક્તિ જેને વાંચતા કે લખતા નથી આવડતું તેને વાંચતા અને લખતા શીખવીશ.
આઈ વિલ પ્લાન્ટ એટલીસ્ટ 10 સેપ્લિંગ્સ એન્ડ શેલ એન્શ્યોર ધેર ગ્રોથ થ્રુ કોન્સ્ટન્ટ કેર.
હું 10 છોડ વાવીશ અને ખાતરીપૂર્વક તેનું જતન પોષણ કરીશ.
યુ આર ડુઇંગ બ્યુટિફુલ. આઈ વિલ વિઝિટ રૂરલ એન્ડ અર્બન એરિયાઝ એન્ડ પરમનન્ટલી વીન અવે એટલીસ્ટ 5% ફ્રોમ એડિક્શન એન્ડ ગેમ્બલિંગ.
હું ગામડાઓમાં અને શહેરોમાં જઈને ઓછામાં ઓછી 5 વ્યક્તિને વ્યસનમુક્ત કરીશ અને જુગારથી મુક્ત કરીશ.
આઈ વિલ કોન્સ્ટન્ટલી એન્ડેવર ટુ રિમૂવ ધ પેઇન ઓફ માય સફરિંગ બ્રધરન.
હું મારા દેશબંધુઓના દુઃખ દર્દને દૂર કરવા સતત પ્રયત્નશીલ રહીશ.
આઈ વિલ નોટ સપોર્ટ એની રિલિજિયસ કાસ્ટ ઓર લેંગ્વેજ ડિફરન્સિએશન.
હું ધર્મ જાતિવાદ કે ભાષાના નામે ક્યારેય ભેદભાવ નહીં કરું.
આઈ વિલ બી ઓનેસ્ટ એન્ડ સેટ એન એક્ઝામ્પલ ફોર અધર્સ ટુ ફોલો.
હું પ્રમાણિક રહીશ અને સમાજના નિર્માણ માટે આદર્શરૂપ બનીશ.
આઈ વિલ વર્ક ફોર બીકમિંગ એન એનલાઇટન્ડ સિટીઝન, મેક માય ફેમિલી રાઇચ્યુઅસ.
હું પુણ્ય નાગરિક બનવા માટે પરિશ્રમ કરીશ અને મારા પરિવારને સદાચારી બનાવીશ.
આઈ વિલ ઓલવેઝ બી અ ફ્રેન્ડ ઓફ મેન્ટલી એન્ડ ફિઝિકલી ચેલેન્જ્ડ એન્ડ વિલ વર્ક હાર્ડ ટુ મેક ધમ ફીલ નોર્મલ લાઈક ધ રેસ્ટ ઓફ અસ.
જે લોકો માનસિક કે શારીરિક રીતે ક્ષતિગ્રસ્ત છે તેમને પ્રત્યે હમદર્દી રાખીશ અને તેમની સેવા કરીશ.
આઈ વિલ પ્રાઉડલી સેલિબ્રેટ ધ સક્સેસ ઓફ માય કન્ટ્રી એન્ડ માય પીપલ.
હું ગૌરવથી મારા દેશ અને દેશના લોકોની સફળતાને આનંદિતથી માણીશ.
ડિયર ચિલ્ડ્રન, દેર આર હાફ અ મિલિયન BAPS ચિલ્ડ્રન ઓલ અરાઉન્ડ ધ વર્લ્ડ એન્ડ ધ પ્રેઝન્સ ઓફ મહાપ્રમુખ સ્વામીજી. દિસ ઓથ એન્ડ યુ હેવ ટેકન ઇવન 2, ઇવન 3. Three aspects what I have, you have taken, the oath what you have taken, you do it, you will become, you are a great citizen, you will make India great. God bless you all. Wish you all the best.